Constraints on cosmological parameters with a sample of type Ia supernovae from JWST, by Jia Liu et al. We investigate the potential of using a sample of very high redshift, 2 is less than or equal to Z is less than or equal to 6, VHZ, type Ia supernovae, SNEA, attainable by the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, on constraining cosmological parameters. At such high redshifts, the age of the universe is young enough that the VHZ-SNIA sample comprises the very first SNEA year of the universe, with progenitors among the very first generation of low-mass stars that the universe has made. We show that the VHZ-SNEA year can be used to disentangle systematic effects due to the luminosity-distance evolution with redshifts intrinsic to SNIA standardization. Assuming that the systematic evolution can be described by a linear or logarithmic formula, we found that the coefficients of this dependence can be determined accurately and decoupled from cosmological models. Systematic evolution is large as 0.15 mag and 0.45 mag out to z equals 5 can be robustly separated from popular cosmological models for the linear and logarithmic evolution, respectively. The VHZ-SNEA year will lay the foundation for quantifying the systematic redshift evolution of SNIA luminosity distance scales. When combined with SNIA surveys at comparatively lower redshifts, the VHZ-SNEA year allow for a precise measurement of the history of the expansion of the universe from Z approximately 0 to the epoch approaching reionization. This was Constraints on Cosmological Parameters with a Sample of Type Ia Supernovae from JWST, by Jia Liu et al.